The stores that I find really most impressive are those ones like that Marilyn Mystery House.
Yeah, State Trooper.
Someone who doesn't even know about it.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah. The beautiful story.
Yeah, the State Trooper.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, what's that?
Tell that story.
No, you tell it.
Now, come on now.
Oh, but I couldn't possibly do justice to it.
But there's no time for doing justice. Now, come on, tell it in your own way.
I'll try, but if I get
okay,
it wrong,
okay,
we'll
okay,
correct.
Okay. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So Marilyn Mystery is working in the United States as a doctor, and in a big hospital. I forget what city. It's in a big city, though. Chicago?
Newark, I think, isn't it?
New Jersey, I think.
New Jersey, mm-hmm. Newark?
New York. Yeah,
so,
New York. So,
he gets a call from another doctor who is an obstetrician. And the guy says, Dr. Mystery is paying you. Comes to the phone and there's this other doctor, an obstetrician who he doesn't know, on the telephone, saying, I really wanted to thank your uncle. And Marilyn says, my uncle, I don't have an uncle here. What are you talking about? So then the fellow tells the story. He had this one of his patients. The woman was pregnant, and she was due to give birth any time. And so it happened. A certain night came, and he gets a call. She's in labor, and the usual sort of procedure is you go to the hospital. I'll meet you there. So. He starts to drive to the hospital, and it's very late at night, as I recall. And on the way, his car stops running. His car breaks down. He's by the side of the highway, and his car is broken down. And then, what fantastic luck, a state police car comes up almost at once, or after a very short time. And the cop car pulls over, and the policeman comes and asks, what's the trouble? So the obstetrician explains, I have to get to the hospital. I'm in a tremendous hurry because this woman is going to give birth any time, and I need to get there. And what a fantastic break that you showed up here. The state trooper says, sure, I'll give you a ride to the hospital. Have I got it right so far?
Yeah. Yeah.
On the way to the hospital, the obstetrician starts to look at this state trooper who's driving him to the hospital. And he's just got something tremendously attractive about him. Very dark, beautiful eyes, and a big mustache, which is unusual in a state trooper. And he gets to the state trooper gets him to the hospital, and then it's all a big hurry from that point onwards because the woman is there, she's delivering the baby, he has to run. And on the way to the hospital, this little chit chat going on. The state trooper says to him, my nephew works there at that hospital. His name is Marijuana Mystery. You might look him up. And then, as I said, it gets all in a rush. And so the state trooper leaves, and the doctor delivers the baby, and so on. And then afterwards, he thinks, oh, I never thanked that state trooper. So he calls up Marijuana Mystery And he says,
number of times he is trying to.
Yeah, he was trying to call.
Days are passing by, 2-3 days are passed by.
Right, he tried several times. Yeah. And finally he reaches him. And he says, I really wanted to thank your uncle. And Mirwan says, my uncle? What are you talking about? Well, this state trooper who drove me, and and then he starts to question him a little bit. Well, what did this uncle look like? He had these beautiful dark eyes and a big bushy.